Hello and welcome to Feel Good with Jo, your Friday guide to leading a happy and healthy life. And as you know, each show I interview an expert in an area of health and well-being to get their tips on managing our busy and often stressful lives. And today I'm really delighted to be joined by Maggie Laurie from MLA International, where she is a coach and also author of 8 audiobooks published by BBC Worldwide. Maggie, hi and welcome.
Hello, Jo. Thank you.
It's great to have you with us today. So, actually, as you know, I wanted to talk to you mainly about the audiobooks. And so, first of all, just tell us about the different subjects that you're covering in them.
They go across a whole range where people might have some stress. So there's one to relax, there's one to program the mind to get a little bit more rich and happy.
This is the one that Graham's really excited about.
We'll talk more about that one, shall we? There's one to pull up the vision for your life,
yes.
Dream board, which yes. are very popular, but doing it with a relaxation is much easier. And that one's really good fun. Love
okay.
that one, yeah. There's some for helping you program the mind to lose weight and... I think, yeah, mostly de-stress, because
okay.
that's so important to people these days.
Absolutely. And, I mean, how did you get into working on that subject?
Well, it's always been part of the coaching, and people
right.
found it really useful. And with the coaching, not everybody can go for a coach.
Yes.
Not everybody has the time or the money. But, you know, these relaxations are really fairly cheap on the internet. And... if everybody could have a little touch of magic and a little touch of help to relax, I think it's worth it.
And I wish that our listeners could see the smile on Maggie's face even as she just talks about her work. I really feel myself relaxing. Tell me a little bit about why relaxation is the basis, because some of your titles are relax and de-stress, relax and get rich, relax and lose weight. Why is relaxation the starting point?
The thing about relaxation is it gets you out of thought.
Okay.
And what most of us do at certain points is we clutter our minds up with a whole load of thoughts that we don't actually need. We worry about things that aren't going to happen, that might happen. And we very rarely have a completely clear mind that mm-hmm. will allow us to really think about reality and what's true.
Yeah.
So if the mind is full of thoughts that are, I'm late, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what's in the bank account today, can I pay the bills, somebody's upset you, could be anything, but it goes round and round in the mind. And if you can get out of that, it's much more productive.
So you said this thing there, which strikes me because of my own work as a coach, which is about being able to... actually see what's true or
yeah.
feel what's true. That's the bit of what you said that hit me. So, you know, we get ourselves in these states. Let's take the I'm late, okay? So we have people who are habitually late to everything. And I'm smiling, which you can probably hear in my voice because that's been me. And, of course, you know, so you're late for an appointment. And there's a way to view that, which is it's true that I'm late. But... what's the process there? You know, what would having a clear mind in that moment and being relaxed in that moment mean for me?
Focus, particularly if you were driving.
Right.
You know, you keep your attention on the road, on what's going on around you. The ideal is to get rid of the program about being late that's installed into the brain. Everything gets installed into the brain at a certain point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and it's about, can you unwire yourself about the program to be late?
And how do you do it?
And
I'm
how?
Sure, yeah, I'm sure there are
how
people
do
wanting
you do
to
that?
Know the answer to that just as much as I am.
Yes, I think it's practice. I think a lot of people think, oh, I'll listen to that relaxation once or I'll have that coaching session once and I'll be fine.
Yeah.
And the reality is that we've spent quite a long time kind of muddling up our heads occasionally.
Yes.
And it's worth spending a bit of time unravelling it.
And so where would you have people start with that? I mean, what would be your advice beyond, obviously...
Oh, beyond a relaxation?
beyond downloading and listening to the relaxation and doing that repeatedly over a period of days, what else would you say?
Well, the first thing is to whatever you're doing, be present.
Yes.
So I recommend my clients do what I call a 1 minute visual, auditory, kinesthetic being the feeling function. So for 1 minute a day, it's not long, just pick a window, work, home, wherever it is, or go outside, and just look for 15 seconds at what you see. Look at what you hear. Look at what you feel inside and outside. And loop that round for a minute. Mm. And you'll find it intensifies what you are hearing and seeing and feeling. You'll be amazed. That's the start of being present. Mm. The second step to that is that clears the thoughts out the way. Then you might notice a few ideas come in the mind that you didn't have before. They're probably good ones to act on.
Because they've come out of that moment of just being here.
Of peace and calm.
Yeah.
And
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's something that sometimes I think takes more courage than we realise. So being present, being here and now, if things aren't going as you want them in your life, that can be a scary thing to do. And one of the things that I use a lot is having that time limit. Anybody can do it for 1 minute.
Yes.
Yeah, you can do anything. I mean, that's how if I'm in a situation where I'm overwhelmed by the amount of work that I have, which happens from time to time, what I do is I put a timer on for 15 minutes.
Oh, that's a really good idea.
Well, anybody can do anything for 15 minutes. I can certainly do my work for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And what I tend to find is after one or two rounds of that, I'm back in love with what I'm doing.
Ah.
And then I don't need to do it anymore. And the overwhelm's just passed, because actually in the present moment, overwhelm doesn't exist in the present moment. Just whatever is here right in front of you at the tip of your senses.
Yes.
So that's something that I use a lot. So we said we were going to talk about getting rich.
Ah.
And relaxation.
Do you know, there are 8 of them out there and it's not the best seller.
I thought it
would hit the top of the charts, and it's always the relaxing one that outsells everything else. So
but isn't that interesting?
Isn't it interesting? But let's talk about getting rich.
Go on.
All right. It's all in the program. It's all in what you'll allow yourself to believe.
Okay.
And if people focus on what they want instead of what they don't want.
Yes.
So bring up that picture, lock it into the mind, really see it as if it's already here. Then forget about it. You can't go around stressing about it all the time. But you'll find yourself programming what you want in, regardless of whether you choose to or not.
Mm.
So I believe it's possible that life around you responds to what you're thinking. So if you think the better thoughts, then you'll attract into the life the better things. I think a lot of people think most things are done to them.
Yes.
And taking back that power to realise that there probably is a bit of extraness out there for everybody. But it will undoubtedly respond to what you're thinking. Mm. So thinking only good thoughts, I know it sounds probably too simple, but thinking good thoughts, and thinking good thoughts around money.
Mm.
People have an awful lot of mindsets around money, you know, even the expression filthy rich.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's an awful lot of not deserving. I don't deserve this money, or there's something wrong with having money, or, you know, I'm not a good person if I have money. Where do you think those programs start? I mean,
oh, it could be anywhere. It definitely could be anywhere. Most of the programs we pick up when we're younger, not all of them.
Right.
You know, some of them are good. You always need to know how to open the door and get the door handle, and you don't want to have to think about that as you get older. So that's gone in there as a program, and that's good. But some of the programs, you know, I mean, my mother was and father were in the war, and I wonder if some of my own programs came from there, you know, rationing books and all that sort of. I have no idea, really.
Right.
All I can do is go, okay, well, where am I now?
Yes.
Is there somebody out there that's doing something that I would like? You know, so that they have a lifestyle that I might like, or they have just a demeanor about them that I might like. Okay, could I do that? The truth is, yes, I can. Mm. And honestly, if I tell you where I've come from in my life, you really wouldn't believe it. I was so introverted.
Right.
I would never go into a group situation.
Right.
Ever. And yeah. we're actually not talking that long ago. I mean, you know, I'm in my 50s now, and it's probably 10 years ago I wouldn't have walked into a crowded room.
Right. And yet we met in a networking event where you were so comfortable.
And
absolutely.
Had to do a speech. Yeah. So, yes. And now I teach people to make presentations.
Right.
So it's a journey for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that point about, is there somebody doing something that I would like in my own life is something, I always tell people that a little bit of envy is a good thing, because a little bit of envy tells you what you want. You know, if I'm envious of somebody who's got something, I have a piece of information there. And if I can just treat it as that, if I don't attach any judgment to the fact that I'm envious,
exactly. yes.
and don't make myself any less, then I've got this fantastic piece of information about what I actually want.
Yes.
And it's really useful.
Yeah.
So, okay. So with getting rich, we start with this just beginning to change. I might use the term script. So beginning to change the script that I'm running. So the things that I'm telling myself.
Script is a really good word. You're 100% right. So I remember years and years ago going into mantras.
Yes.
What are you saying to yourself?
Yes.
Because you'll be saying something, whether you've decided to or not. Something will be running through your mind about it all. So it's, oh, that's for others, it's not for me, I can't do that. Mm. Why does nothing come to me when I ask for it? Mm. So that's a script or a mantra that's going through your mind, so you might as well change it. And
yes.
The best one I know is, I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams and happier than ever before, or money flows to me easily and effortlessly. And, you know, I remember a long time ago walking through the woods where I used to live, scaring the wildlife. But I heard Robbie Williams say it once in an interview.
Yes.
He was backstage at a concert and he literally kind of bounced up and down and went, I'm rich beyond my wildest dreams. And it was like, yes, he is.
Right.
But how did he get there?
Yes.
And I think saying that kind of thing, if money's your thing, then that's a good thing.
Well, it reminds me of just a quote from Audrey Hepburn, actually, saying, you know, the word impossible is made up of I'm possible.
Yes.
You know, everything is possible for all of us. And there's the understanding that we can take control of our minds. You know, we don't have to be actually at the mercy of these thoughts that just churn. You know, it is just a churn, and it is possible to actually find some control. But as you say, one of the things you say is do less and get more.
Yes.
And I just think that's absolutely right. And that for me was what strikes me about relaxation, is it's the just stopping. Just stop for a bit. Just stop. And then be still. Which is probably that would be the language that I would use as a meditation teacher. Just be still. Take a breath.
Yes.
There's no emergency most of the time.
No.
You know?
That's very true. There is a lots of people have different breathing exercises, but there is a particular breathing exercise that I give to particularly my clients doing presentation, but it probably helps everyone. Just ground themselves. So it's, if you breathe in to the count of five,
yeah,
hold it for five. Breathe out for five and smile. And if you can actually put your hands on the solar plexus, that bit just at the top of your rib cage, it's the and smile that's slightly different to what you might have heard. Strangely enough, you instantly feel your shoulders drop.
Yes.
You're instantly more grounded. Now, okay, can I unravel my mind?
Yes. And that, I mean, one of my favourite mindfulness meditations at the moment is breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I smile. So the same thing.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it is incredible how the slight smile as you do it changes the physiology, and then that begins to change everything else.
Exactly. It's very quick.
So in terms of people finding your books, where would they look?
One of the sites is audiogo.co.uk, which is the home of the BBC audiobooks. And if they're into iTunes, if you already download your iTunes music from iTunes, they're on there, they're on Audible. Some people are members of Audible now that they just download their books. So in any of the sites, any of the talking bookshop sites, just put my name into the search engine and they should come up.
And that's Maggie Lawrie, with Lawrie spelled Lawrie. And so for your own website, if they want to find out more about your coaching work or to get in contact with you?
That's mlainternational.com.
Brilliant. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having
Maggie.
Me. Really enjoyed it. Thank you.
Great. It's been a pleasure. And join me next time for an interview with Michael Cairns, who is a newly published author of a science fiction trilogy. And we'll be talking about how creativity helps your well-being. Radio.